An old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Cass City, and feeding their big man down in the left post so far. He has four in the night. Cole Israelson trying to make that five. First foul on Bad Axe is on number 23, James Canarian, and Bad Axe is first.
Bad Axe is going to a 2-1-2 zone, and both times down the floor, Cass City really had a good look at the basket twice.
And the free throw is no good. Will Sutton sits down for Bad Axe, and Tanner Krug comes in. Over to the right wing to Braden, dribbling into the post. Kicks it back out to Trammell, the right wing. Going against number two, Orban. Brings it back out, resets the offense. Over to Braden, the left wing. Back over to Trammell, the right wing, into the right corner to Canarian. Feeds it into the right post to number 25, the Bad Axe. That would be Tyler Labor, and we have a whistle.
It looks like Cole Israelson was basically hugging Ray from behind. Thought he had a steal that way, but yeah, I don't think the official's going to let him get away with that.
And the foul is on Cass City's Cole Israelson. Cass City's first and Israelson's first. Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop, number 25. Labor passing this one in over to the left wing to Braden. Trammell, top of the key, into the right corner to Canarian. Canarian back over to Trammell, to Braden, left wing. 6 minutes remain in the first quarter. It's Cass City 6-0 over the home team at the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Cass City is also playing a 2-1-2 zone.
Feed it into the high post over to Braden. Back into the corner is Canarian for the three. This one's off the mark, and we have a whistle going for the rebound. Looks like it's against Cass City one more time. Bad Axe will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And the foul is on number five. That's Lucas Schenk, his first of Cass City, and the team's second. As Braden gets the ball on the left wing on the inbound. In for the three from the left corner from number 25, Labor. This one goes errant. Air ball, and here comes Cass City. Orban, top of the key, picks up his dribble over to number five, Schenk. And Orban resets the offense top of the key. Dribbles to the left wing. 5.5 to play with a 6-0 lead is Cass City. Over to the right wing. Top of the key to number five, Schenk. Orban from three from the left wing. This one's up from about 22 feet. Goes no good. Rebound Cass City. And number 11, Jacob Perry, misses his first shot. Gets his own rebound. And the second one goes no good either. Here comes Trammell pushing the ball for Bad Axe. Kicks out to Braden for three. And it rims in and out. And rebound by Israelson. Here comes Cass City. 5 minutes remain in the first quarter. Bad Axe yet to score. It's Cass City 6, Bad Axe nothing. Feed it into Israelson at the right wing. And we have a whistle. Number 45, Tanner Krug, was guarding him and got a little bit of contact on him, and he draws his first foul. That's Bad Axe's second foul, and Cass City will get the ball underneath their own hoop. We have three subs coming in for Bad Axe, number 22, number 12, and number 2. That makes it easy. A lot of twos. So that would be Bailey Heinz, Matt Kramer, and Nick Flannery. They replace Canarian, Trammell, and Labor. Hartwick, right wing, brings it in for Cass City. 4:45 left in the first quarter, 6-0 Red Hawks. Orban from the left corner for three. This one's off the front of the iron. Rebound number two, Heinz for Bad Axe. Come across the timeline. Crosses court over to the left wing to Braden for three. This one's off the mark as well. Rebounded by number 22, Nick Flannery. Goes up for the shot, and Israelson swats it right out of the gym. Bad Axe ball on their own baseline. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Bad Axe trying to score for the first time. Inbounded it to Flannery. Back at the top of the key to Braden. Over to Heinz, left wing. Back up to Braden, top of the key. Nearly gets it stolen, and there it is. Orban in open air and open ground into the backcourt. Goes up for the layup, and it's good. Cody Orban now with 4 points on the night. Pushes the lead to 8-0 Cass City. On the road over Bad Axe, currently halfway through the first quarter. Kramer on the left wing, passes it into the deep corner to Flannery. Flannery brings it back out to the left wing, picks up his dribble, and now we have a 30-second timeout called by Jim Quinn. Quinn is not pleased with his team's performance. 4 minutes and 5 seconds into the first quarter. It's Cass City 8, Bad Axe nothing. John?
Yeah, I know. Coaches hate to call that first timeout, but Coach Quinn was just not left with any other choice. Looked like the team looked a little disconcerted. They needed a little settle down kind of time and everything. And they're talking it over a little bit, and I'm sure what he's saying, just go ahead and keep on running. Just keep after him and watch that number two, Cody Orban, because, you know, if you get him all warmed up, then it's lights out.
John Mooney said so. Bad Axe ball on the far side of your radio, right up midcourt. Pass it into number two. Hines into the left corner, kicks it all the way across the court. And we have right into our set is the basketball out of bounds. Cass City ball right in front of us on the near side of your radio. Cassidy inbounds this one to Orban. Coming across the timeline, right to left across your radio. Being guarded by Braden. Over to the left wing to number four. Nearly shovel his feet. Hartwick kicks it back up to the top of the key. Down to the right post. Dribbles right through the lane is number five. Schenk kicks it top of the key. Takes the shot from the right elbow is number four. Hartwick, that one goes no good. Rebound Cassidy by number 11, Jacob Perry. Keeps the drive alive and possession alive for Cassidy. Orban dribbles right down the lane from the right side for the layup, and it's good. Orban now with 6 points, and it's Cass City 10, Bad Axe nothing. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Kicks this one in. Bad Axe from the free throw line is Matt Kramer. This one goes no good. Rebound Matt Israelson. Cole Israelson, excuse me. Cody Orban slowing things down across midcourt. 2:55 left in the first. 10-0 Cass City over Bad Axe. Orban on the right wing being guarded closely by Braden. Dribbles in for the layup from the right side. Goes on the runners, no good. And here comes Hines for Bad Axe. Kicks it over to number 12, Kramer. Shots no good. Rebound Israelson. Here comes Cass City. 10-point lead. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. 10-0 Cass City over the home team, Bad Axe. Into the right corner to Hartwick. Dribbles right out to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. In the right corner. Feeds it into Israelson on the right post. Had a little trouble bringing that one in and traveled, shuffled his feet before bringing in the pass and called for the travel. Now number 12 for Bad Axe, Matt Kramer sits down. And Trammell is back in. He replaces number 15, Ben Braden.
Bad Axe has taken 6 shots from 3-point land and hasn't hit any of them. They just seemed a little tentative right now.
Canarian back out there for Bad Axe. Over to the right corner is Trammell. Can't bring in the pass. Dribbles it right out of bounds. 2:09 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe yet to score, and we're nearly played 6 minutes. Orban brings it in for Cass City. Both John and my predictions look a little sour currently in this moment. Over to the left wing to number 5, Schenk.
Bad Axe has switched to a man-to-man defense.
Cody Ross now in for Cass City. Dribbles in right down to the baseline and trying to keep his pivot foot, but dragged it just a little bit too far. Disco night here. And it's a travel. Bad Axe ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of the radio.
That was a good move by Coach Quinn to get into a man-to-man defense. If you want to get into a running game, you do switch up your defenses and keep the other team guessing.
Canarian left wing into the left corner to Trammell. He takes the three after one dribble, and it's good. Trammell gives Bad Axe the first points of the night, and it's a 3. That's the lead down for Cass City to 7. It's Cass City 10, Bad Axe 3, with 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. Number 4 for Cass City, Callan Hartwick responds with a 3 for themselves. It's now Cass City 13, Bad Axe 3. Trammell under the right corner to Canarian, kicks it back out. Trammell over to the left wing, down into the right corner to number 22, Nick Flannery back in the game. Feeds it into number 45, Tanner Krug, and this one's taken away by number 12 of Cass City, Cody Ross. Orban brings it up for Cass City. 60 seconds left in the first quarter. Orban takes the free throw jump shot. This one's short. No one rebounds for Bad Axe. And number 12, Cody Ross picks it up. Kicks it back out to number 5, Schenk. This one goes an air ball, and it's Bad Axe ball. 51.3 seconds left. We have number 3 for Cass City. Rasmussen comes in. He replaces Schenk. And number 44 for Bad Axe, Will Sutton sits down. And number 25, Tyler Labor comes in for the Hatchets. Canarian, left wing, takes the three. This one's off the mark, rebound. Bad Axe still loose, actually, and it's brought in finally by number 4, Callan Hartwick. He goes for the runner from the left side. This one's no good. Rebound by 2, Orban. And he goes up and gets fouled on the way, and he's headed to the line for 2. Fouls on Bad Axe. That's their third team foul. Fouls on number 45, Tanner Krug. That's his second. Orban at the line, shooting two. First one is up, and it's good. Vanek